All right, it is 7:36. Hey, we've got a big event coming up this Saturday. You need to make sure to head on over to Page, Nebraska, Page Community Days. We've got Heath Wilson with us this morning. Heath, good morning.
Morning, Scott. How are you today?
Doing good. You guys even got the weather to work for you.
Yeah.
For Page Community Days. After we've been suffering through 96 and 97 degrees, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day Saturday, isn't it?
Yep. They say high in the low 80s, so it's going to be just a real pleasant day, and hopefully everybody can come out and have fun and enjoy it.
You bet. And Page Community Days. Boy, I'm looking at the calendar here, Heath. It is jam-packed, isn't it?
Yeah, we really try and focus on a lot of the stuff for the kids, but we've got a little bit of everything for everyone. I don't know. It was kind of a crazy deal this year. We didn't even know if we were going to have anything.
Right.
And this has all kind of come together in about the last month, so kind of a fly by the seat of our pants deal this year, but
hey, that's all right. We've got something going on. I think people are going to be excited. So with the full schedule of events, let's talk about all the different things. And by the way, thanks to everybody too that's had a part in volunteering and putting an event together, because it takes a lot of people to make something like this happen.
Yes, it does. We wouldn't even be able to have anything like this without all our volunteers.
You bet. Well, what do we have going on this Saturday, August 29th in Page?
At 9 o'clock in the morning, we'll start with the Frederick Kronk Memorial Trap Shoot, and that will be on the southwest corner of Page at the Dan and Janann Sobotka residence behind their place. Right now, I think it's going to be $5 per round of 25 blue rocks, and it'll pay back $10 to the winner and $5 to second place. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a horseshoe tournament in Lamison Park. And I'm not sure yet. Depends on how many people we get. It could be a single elimination or double elimination, and it could be single or double tournament. So
okay.
And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have the free watermelon feed at Lamison Park. Pinnacle Bank has been nice enough to donate the watermelon, and NCPPD from Creighton is coming over to help serve and cut up the watermelon.
Yeah, that's one thing I remember about Page Community Days as a kid, was there's always watermelon.
Yep. And also at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a kids' bike show. And I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be kids. If there's an adult that wants to come and ride their bike and show it off, if you want to decorate it, you can. If not, great. Just come in and show off your bike and ride around. We'll have the streets blocked off, so there won't be any traffic to worry about. Kids can run around and ride their bikes all over.
You bet. Something as simple as a playing card and a clothespin, even if you need to do that.
Yep, that's for sure.
That's at 1 o'clock, the kids' bike show. Or adults, too. You can decorate your bikes and show them off.
Yep. And then starting at 1:30, we're going to have the fireman's water fight. Hopefully, we'll get some teams from other towns to come over and participate. And then directly following that, we're going to set up the water curtain and some sprinklers and stuff, and the kids can run through that, and we'll have water balloons and stuff there to play with. And starting at 2 o'clock, we'll have the father-son basketball tournament, and that'll be at Beck's Court. I know Bob has already got several teams lined up.
Sweet.
And I'm sure he could probably use some more if anybody wants to come play. I think he'll have different age brackets for depending on the kids.
Okay.
And if you want to get registered for that, you can call Bob Ickes at 340-6539. And registration for the cornhole tournament will be from 12 to 1, and that'll be over on the north side of the cafe. The cornhole tournament will start at 2, and so far we've had generous donations that add up to close to $500 for added prize money there. So.
Okay.
And then at 2 o'clock... till 5 o'clock, we're going to have a car display, car show. Just anybody that has an old car or even a new car, just something you want to show off, just bring it into Page. You can call Lyle Hess at 340-8571 or myself at 340-1755, and we can get you lined up there.
Okay, and the car show will be?
That'll be on the street right to the south of the church.
Okay.
Between the church and the cafe.
All right.
At 3 o'clock, we're going to have a kid's water balloon toss. It's kind of like an egg toss, just going to use water balloons. We figured that'd be a lot
cleaner.
Kid-friendly. 4 o'clock, we'll be having a cakewalk, and there's been been quite a few generous ladies that have stepped up and donated cakes and cupcakes and cookies and that kind of stuff for anybody who wants to take part in the cake walk. At 5 o'clock, we're going to have turtle races. And I've never been around this before, so it's just going to be a new one for
me.
Yeah,
well, that's pretty intense competition at most turtle races I've been to.
And then from 7 to 9, we're going to have KBRX over for cruise night.
You bet. We'll be there.
And we'll open the streets up. And then from 8 to 12, we'll have karaoke at the Country Corner Cafe.
All right. Awesome.
And there will be burgers and hot dogs and stuff like that available from 11 to 1 downtown.
Okay.
Not sure where we'll have that set up yet. It'll either be by the fire hall or in the park.
Follow your nose.
Yep. And then from 4 to 8, the cafe will be serving pulled pork sandwiches with potato chips and baked beans and a salad. And I have talked the Boy Scout Troop 245 in O'Neill here into coming over and showcasing some of their Dutch oven cooking talents.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to have several different types of cobblers and brownies and maybe some ice cream. And they'll be set up on the side of the road during cruise night, so you can swing by and grab yourself some dessert after you eat the pulled pork sandwiches.
Sounds good. And then is the outdoor movie still going?
Yep. Outdoor movie will be at Beck's Park, or Lamison's Park, I'm sorry, at dusk.
Okay. Once it gets dark enough to show the movie, yeah.
Yep. Trolls World Tour, I believe, is going to be the movie.
Awesome. All right.
So we invite anybody to bring their lawn chairs. There'll be popcorn and snacks and stuff provided for the kids at the movie. Bring your chairs. Kids, bring an extra set of clothes because you're going to get wet if you want to.
Yep.
So just should be a good time for everyone.
You bet. Boy, that's a whole full day of events, all the way right up to midnight. So, yeah, there's something. And like you said, Heath, there's something for everyone. So bring the family over. It's just a good, like we said, good time in Page, Nebraska this Saturday for Page Community Days.
Yep. We'll be observing social distancing. We'll have hand sanitizer stations set up all over the place. Anybody that doesn't feel comfortable being close to people, we invite them to still come out. We'll find something that they can do or somewhere for them. Any questions or concerns at all, just give me a call at 402-340-1755, and we'll figure out something to help them.
You bet. All right, Heath, anything else this morning?
Nope, that should do it.
All right, should be a fun day in Page. We got the weather to back those temps down, and bring the whole family over and check out Page Community Days this Saturday.
Yep, thanks, Scott.
All right, thank you. Thanks to Heath Wilson and everybody that's had a part with putting Page Community Days together. And again, it's this Saturday in Page, Nebraska. See you in Page for Community Days this Saturday.
This is Mary Tomjack, lab supervisor at Antelope Memorial Hospital. We are offering discounted lab screenings by appointment.